So, are we there yet? Are you there yet?
I know I am because I'm working tomorrow, so you know where I'll be. But this is the day before Thanksgiving, one of the busiest travel days of the year in the United States. Millions of us are on the road, on a train, or in the sky. A major storm is making for a messy day here in the East. Airlines canceled hundreds of flights today. But that may not be such a bad thing for some people. A lot of Americans hate to fly. I'm not a big fan of flying, and neither is our next guest, New York-based composer Michael Hurst. He's created a soundtrack designed to help travelers who, like himself, are scared of flying.
The inspiration for this album is really quite simple. I hate to fly. I'm terrified by flying. Though I do it all the time as a musician, traveling all over the place. And it really all came to fruition when I was in San Francisco working on a theater project to play. And it was right around the time that Air France plane had dropped out of the sky into the Atlantic Ocean. It was a flight from, I think, Brazil to France. And, you know, that just shook me up because I was about to get on an Air France flight a few days later. So I confessed to the director of the play, and she said, "Oh, Michael, you have to talk to my friend Whoopi. She's also terrified of flying." Whoopi? You know, I'm not sure how many Whoopies there are in the world, but there was, you know, just a moment of, huh. I went back to doing what I was doing, which was to perform live on stage with this play, and at some point I looked up and I see Ellen in the sound booth on her cell phone, and she waves for me to come up. I run up to the sound booth and she presses the phone to my ear and says, "Hey, Michael, talk to Whoopi." And, you know, all of a sudden there's that voice that you just, there's no mistaking. "Hi, Michael. I understand you have a fear of flying. So do I."
"Hey, wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. Stretch your arms. Now stretch your legs.
And so this whole conversation took place between the two of us on the phone. And, "Hi, Whoopi, what can you tell me? What, any advice?" And she had just taken a course on how to get over your fear of flying. And so she was explaining to me regulating her breathing and stretching and just all these little exercises. And by the end of this conversation, got it in my head, I should ask if she would be willing to say all this in a recorded format so that I can set it to music and do something with it. And that, if I could make that happen, then I would release songs for Fearful Flyers.
"Do you have an overactive imagination? Keep your thoughts in the present. Keep your thoughts positive. And do your best to push away any negative thoughts. Because the negative thoughts, they're not your friends."
As I've learned, it seems that 1 in 5 people have a fear of flying. And I think that fear can be in many different forms. Some people are obviously terrified the plane is just going to nosedive, which is highly unlikely. You know, others are afraid of getting cold or whatever by touching the touchscreen TV in front of them. For me, there's obviously, I have this fear of this heavy aircraft that seems like it shouldn't be able to fly at 30,000 feet above the ground. But also so much of it is just, I feel like air travel has become extremely difficult. And the days of just walking through the gate with your friend who's dropping you off and getting on the plane are gone. You know, there's so much involved with TSA, and there's so many factors that go into traveling that has just made it sort of a nightmare. So I hope that this album can help soothe people on many levels of their fear of flying.
For me, I feel better already. That was composer Michael Hurst talking about his fear of flying and about his new CD featuring Whoopi Goldberg. It's called Songs for Fearful Flyers. Safe travels, everyone. We'll be right back with more On the World.